Hello, welcome to the Punch Bowl. Your host William Rapillum, and that's a new song by Volbeat. Not a new song, but it's a song that I discovered new by Volbeat. And It's a great song, especially the last part of it right there. Did you notice the guitar solo? And then it went into this drum rhythm beat that accentuated the song in a rhythmic sort of way. And I absolutely love it. So I'm glad you had a chance to listen to it. Tonight I have a guest with me, a fellow host from RBN. I'm ecstatic to have him on my show. We've only connected over email, briefly spoken on the phone last week when he was on Jeremy's show, and we called in and we had a little discussion. Chris Switzer of the Freedom Ministry on Saturdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. Chris, great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, William.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you seem to be a musician yourself, huh?
A little bit, yeah. I dabble a bit, you know. Sometimes I write a song or two here and there. I sent you one that I wrote a few years ago called The Chosenites. I don't talk about it much on the show. But
you're talented, man. I like that song a lot.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. And there's a lot more where that came from. And your offer to make it into a video was just absolutely a thrill to me. I'm absolutely thrilled because, you know, it's just I have time to make the songs and put them on a recording real quick. That one I happened to do on GarageBand. And I did a track, multi-track recording on it. And I was able to add some funky synthesizer organ in the second verse. So I'm thrilled. I can't wait to see how the video comes out that you're going to do. And
it inspired me.
Well, it's awesome. I've got so many songs like that. So let's get more of them. Let's post them on your channel. Let's post them on my channel. I do have a BitChute channel, William Rapillum. You can go see it. There's not much on it yet. I've only got 14 subscribers. I haven't talked about it at all. But it's on BitChute. It's William Rapillum.
Well, I would be number 15 then.
Well, on your channel, you've got 5,381 subscribers. Oh, 311 subscribers. So, and I'm one of them. And I've been one of them for quite a while, even long before I've known you personally, which I don't know you personally yet, except for just you being on RBN. And now we're going to have a discussion tonight, kind of get to know each other. And how awesome. Yeah. I'm glad you're on RBN. How long have you been on RBN for?
I've had my own show now for at least over a year now. Geez, time flies. But I think I came on maybe 3 years ago, but I was a co-host on RTR Truth with Tom Lacovara Stewart, and that, you know, it ended, and so then I was offered my own show when Rick Adams passed away, and I got his 2-hour slot on Saturday, and I accepted that graciously, and thought it was, you know, only God inspired. It was literally as Rick Adams passed. Obviously, that's not good, but he's home with his father, you know, Yahweh. He's home in the Creator, so that's good. But it was just the timing of it. The show just kind of broke away, and you know, was dissolving with RTR Truth, and I told Tom, you know, I didn't really want to do it anymore. It wasn't working out, and hope he's doing well. You know, we have no ill will towards one another at all. It just wasn't working out anymore, and right as that happened, literally, RBN, you know, offered me that post or slot, I should say, and it's been great.
Wow, well, great. And may Rick Adams rest in peace. I'm going to confess, I didn't know Rick Adams. It's not been on my radar. I didn't even know about his passing. I'm just learning that now. And, you know, I'm going to go learn about him more and look up his previous shows. It's funny how these things can just slip by. It's probably my, I've never been diagnosed with ADD, but I definitely think that I have exuded some qualities of what you'd consider that. I have a short attention span. And, yeah, may Rick Adams rest in peace, and God bless him. And God bless you for being on the show. And you and I are both brothers in Christ. We had an interesting discussion. Well, you and Jeremy had a very interesting discussion on Saturday, and I think you and Jeremy, it sounds like you guys agree on some stuff. I think you and I, we agree on some stuff. I have been following Lorraine Day's Bible studies since August of 2021, and I find, and the reason I started to do that was because I was listening to some interviews. She did about 13 one-hour interviews with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, where she explained herself and everything and all her beliefs, and she was kind of giving the preamble to her book, Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, which I believe came out in early 2022 or late 2021. Well, that would have been 2021, actually, right around that time, because that's after that she started doing. So this was 2 years ago now, where I was listening to these podcasts on BitChute from her and Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, mostly her explaining things that I greatly agree with. And so we can have some of that discussion tonight, but, you know, mostly tonight we just kind of want to get to know each other and bounce stuff off one another, look at current events. I kind of want to get your take. I'd like to hear a little more about your background, your story, how you came to be Chris Switzer on the Freedom Ministry and on RBN, and, you know, sure. And I'll tell you my story too as well. I'll just quickly give you the brief. I've been kind of awake for about 5.5 years now. In 2017, I started to get suspicious about everything going on because of what was happening with Antifa in January. In maybe you could call it the February Revolution. Where they burned fires at Berkeley, and then again in August, which gets closer and more to the October Revolution. You could consider 2017 and 1917 very similar years, I think. You know, I'm thinking about it now. It's just sort of like a mural that sort of gets repainted in that 1917, 2017, because 1917 had the February Revolution, and then it had the October Revolution with the Bolshevism in Russia. Well, in America, you had Antifa, like I said, burning Berkeley, fires of Berkeley, and then you had Ben Shapiro, which kind of caught me, because before I knew about the Jews, I caught on to Ben Shapiro, who was doing his controlled opposition thing, and caught me in that. I just thought he was, you know, the bee's knees, and thought he was just fantastic, and then I had a buddy, it was from that I'd known since like 2013, 2012, and he brought me into a Facebook forum where I started promoting Ben Shapiro, and they all started laughing at me and telling me he was a, you know, worst kind of Jew. And I was like, oh my God, you're anti-Semitic. And oh, this anti-Semitism, where is this? What's this all about? And then the person running the forum kind of just dropped a few nuggets on me and sort of woke me up to that, you know, the Holocaust is a massive exaggeration, you know, because it did get into Hitler and the Holocaust, and, you know, I remember parroting the same lies about Hitler and sure. The Jews. You just take these things for granted, like they're the truth, because you've just heard them so often. And then I looked into it. I decided to look into what this guy dropped. You know, there's a couple paragraphs. It wasn't overwhelming. And back then, YouTube had a lot of, you know, information on it still. So from there, that's where I just kind of went from there. I don't want to go on too long about myself, so let me kick it back to you.
Chris, sure.
Let you, go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of got into the truth a while ago. So when it was right around when Obama was campaigning to be president, and I will unfortunately admit that I was so lost and gone at that time that he is the one and only president I have voted for, unfortunately. And I quickly realized how wrong that was, and I have never voted since, and there isn't anybody I would vote for. But with that said, I was introduced to Alex Jones, of all people, and, was taken by his charisma and his entertainment. But I was really getting kind of what I thought was red-pilled at the time. And I quickly realized, well, not quick enough, but I see it as quickly now. But at the time, it felt like I was forever in the cult of Alex Jones. I mean, I would have traveled the country for the guy at the time. I thought he was just, you know, a savior. But I got, you know, he actually took advantage of a buddy of mine who I knew only online, but I was close with. We were running a video hosting website similar to YouTube at the time. My buddy brought it up. I was just being an admin on it. And we got Alex Jones's nod, you know, to kind of be that video hosting platform for InfoWars and Prison Planet at the time. And then he saw how it was taking off, you know, and I'm sure the dollar signs and shekels started, you know, getting into his mind. So he sent a cease and desist from his Jew lawyer at the time, Elizabeth Schurig, who is actually a dual citizenship specialist attorney, Bronfman attorney out of Canada. So that tells you a lot about Jones. And a cease and desist went out to him to stop, you know, immediately. It's his intellectual property and all this crap. Blah, blah, blah. And I saw what a fraud he was and a phony. And then I got into Zionism. I already knew about the Jesuits and the founding fathers. And I couldn't at the time see the difference between Zionism and the Jews. And I just thought it was, you know, certain Jew elements who were making the rest of the Jews look awful. And to a large degree, that still holds true. But as I delved deeper into the religion itself and realized that Judaism, at its base, at its core, its very essence, the fabric of what it is wicked, is evil, is anti-white, hates God, hates, you know, Jesus, hates the Savior, hates Yahweh. Once I realized all that, I'm like, okay, so if you're, you know, a quote-unquote good Jew, right, and you're for truth and God and whatnot, you would have to say, hey, I've renounced Judaism. So are you really a Jew at that point? So that's where I come from. And that was like full circle for me. But that took a decade. You know, I'm talking 2008 to 2017-ish is when I really got clued into the JQ, you know, the Jewish question, which became the Jewish problem. And you know, from there, it was just really diving into the Talmud and, you know, the Bible, of course. And the more I got closer to God, the more was revealed, you know. And I wasn't necessarily looking for God back in 2008, I'll admit it. I was agnostic. I had, you know, been very troubled in my younger years, rebellious, you know, straight up wicked and satanic, to be honest. And I was convicted. I actually, you know, hit my knees. I was crying like a baby, you know, and came to Christ. And I was actually convicted by a guy called Paul Walker. I don't know if anybody knows that guy, but I hear the music, so I think we're going to a break.
Yep. Yeah, we're up against that break. And Chris, we'll be right back. Yep. We'll be right.
All right.
Panama. Panama.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Going right now because we just got too much to talk about. I want to let Chris continue talking about his experience, what brought him to God, what brought him to taking the Jew pill. Chris, let me let you continue there.
Sure. Yeah, and right before the break, I erroneously said Paul Walker, not the guy who was killed in a car crash, who was in the movies you've all seen, Fast and the Furious, so on and so forth. I meant to say Paul Washer, a preacher, evangelical guy. I think he even went to the Joel Osteen once, had him on as a guest speaker, never to invite him again, but I don't think he really knew what he was in for. But definitely recommend anybody take a listen to him. I don't know what he's up to lately, but he had an effect on me, you know, over a decade ago. But from there, you know, just learning a lot and spending countless hours, not sleeping much, but energized, like fully energized, running on like 2-3 hours of sleep a night for what felt like a year or two. And it was intense. I mean, I have a really big library of books, became an avid reader. Bill Cooper actually is the one who got me into that. He's probably my earliest mentor. Most of my mentors are dead, by the way. Go figure. but he was killed by the, you know, Illuminist and the Jewish power structure, despite him not really naming them, as it were. Although he did, he exposed the Anti-Defamation League and AIPAC and, you know, that type of thing, but he kind of didn't really get into the roots of the Jewish religion, you know, and Zionism at its core. But he was for freedom and, you know, that sort of thing, and the Founding Fathers, the Constitution. And I broke that thing wide open and got into the core of the Constitution being a fraud. It's really, you know, it's the Constitution of no authority. And anybody that can, I would recommend reading Lysander Spooner, anything he's written. But he's written on the Constitution and it just being, you know, bunkum. It's not what it is said to be, and it literally set up the commercial, you know, federal compact for this nation and for the elite and the bloodsuckers, the vultures, banking cartels, and all the rest of them to, you know, get their shekels worth and keep everybody else enslaved, thinking they're free. And the most enslaved peoples are a peoples who believe they are free, right? There's no bars around us, so we think we're free. It's an open-air prison system. It's very similar to what you see in Palestine, called Israel today, you know, with the imposters over there. And what you see happening to those indigenous Palestinians, and they weren't always indigenous to that area, but they have been for, you know, hundreds of years. So let's say indigenous, right? What's happening to them is what's going to be happening to you and I very shortly if we don't start acting on our convictions. You know, enough is enough. I realize that we've come to a point in time where I don't see a political solution to this mess. I really, really don't. The system is so broke. And actually, you know what? I take that back. It's not broke. It works the way it was intended. And they want people to think it's broke so that you can fix it. But if there's nothing to conserve, you conservatives, then why are you a conservative? There has to be something to conserve if you're going to be a conservative, right? So I just started breaking down all these false paradigms and, you know, false groups, and I've come to realize that, you know, it's literally just been one box after another, and they just want to box you in to something, you know, whatever the next flavor or thing is, they want to box you into it and only have those ideas. You know, don't think for yourself, and certainly don't speak the truth as it's outlined in the Bible. Because if you really read that Bible for yourself and get a proper translation, you know, look at the original Greek and Hebrew text, and even Aramaic if you can, you will see that the Jews have been a problem for over 3,000 years. They killed Jesus. They killed God come in the flesh, Yahweh. And not only did they not regret it, they said, his blood be on our children's heads, which is the generational curse of the Edomites. Matthew 27:25, for those who wish to source it. It's right in your Bible. And then you can go to John chapter 8, verse 31 through 51 or 2, I believe, and it just lays it out. It's Jesus talking to the Pharisees who have defiled his father, God's temple, right? They made it a den of thieves, and they started selling things in it and, you know, trafficking animals and even probably humans, prostitution, I have no doubt, because it's the same as today as it's always been. And I hear the music again, but I will definitely finish up after the break.
Absolutely. All right, yeah, I'm taking some notes, so when we come back, I'm going to respond, and we'll be right back, folks.
All right. But you were young and bold, and maybe didn't that change with a wink of your eye? Seems no one's talking about that. Crazy days gone past. Weren't they amazed when you were...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
The world is over because people are stupid and too lazy to question their TVs. They sit like dipshits watching Hollywood movies, thinking that they're getting truthful history. They don't know that they're brainwashed and the hateful propaganda about Hitler and the Germans is all lies. And even if they did, they know that if they dared to say so, everybody in the room would start to cry. Dagnabbit, we're all screwed, because we're dumber than a box of ugly shoes. Constant wars for Israel's genocidal terror cell, and the only winners are the you-know-whos. Dagnabbit, we're all screwed, because we fought against ourselves in World War II. Constant wars for Israel's genocidal fight, and the only winners are the Chosenites. The Chosenites. The Founding Fathers had the right idea, but they weren't able to protect us from satanic you-know-whos. And now the you-know-whos have used our military to destroy all countries ever daring to refuse. The predatory Rothschild banking monster that controls all governments except the ones we're set to bomb. They use fake news to trick our minds who think we're fighting terrorism, programming our brains with hateful songs. Dagnabbit, we're all screwed, because we fought against ourselves in World War II. Constant wars for Israel's genocidal terror cell, and the only winners are the you-know-whos. Dagnabbit, we're all screwed, because they're dumber than a box of ugly shoes. Constant wars for Israel's genocidal fight, and the only winners are the Chosenites. chosen night.
Blah 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 blah.
Yes.
Wow, who wrote that song?
I know. So catchy, man.
Well, you know, that song's from 2019. It's been around for a few years, but it hasn't made its way to RBN yet. So there's the first time. I mean, Chris, you and I were having our first conversation on RBN. That song made its way to the first debut. This is it. We debuted that song called Chosen Nights.
It's perfect.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm happy to debut that song there. And I guess you're going to be making a video of that song.
Yes, indeed.
And we're going to post it on both of our BitChute channels.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Well, Chris, so did you have any more you wanted to say about your story before?
Yeah, I'll quickly finish up here. I just wanted to conclude with what Jesus says to the Pharisees in John chapter 8, verses 31 through 51. The core of it is verse 44, where he tells them that they are their father, the devil. He was a man killer from the beginning, you know, so on and so forth. But before that, they admit something so poignant that I think goes missed by a lot of people that are even familiar with the Bible. You know, lots of hardcore Christians that, you know, love Israel and they're Christian Zionists. Just read John chapter 8, where these Pharisees, these Edomites, these Jews basically admit that they are not Israel. They are not God's chosen people. And I'll read it, and then we can move off of this subject. He says right here, here we are. In 31, Jesus, this is verse 31, chapter 8, Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If ever you should be remaining in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will be making you free." Here's their response, okay? They answered him, "The seed of Abraham are we, and we have never been slaves of anyone. How are you saying that you shall be becoming free?" They just said they have never been slaves of anyone. And at that point, they had been slaves. If they're Israelites, they had been in bondage. You better believe it, for a long time. So they know it well. But they weren't Israel. So they did not know bondage, and they admitted it to Jesus when they're trying to catch him and trip him up. But no, they admit that they are not God's chosen people. They are not the real chosenites. But they lie. They invert everything. So he catches them out there and tells them that they're of their father, the devil, and the desires of your father you're wanting to do. He was a man killer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, for the truth is not in him. Whenever he may be speaking a lie, he is speaking of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Yet I, seeing that I am speaking the truth, you are not believing me. Who of you is exposing me concerning sin? If I'm telling the truth, wherefore are you not believing me? He who is of God is hearing God's declarations. Therefore, you are not hearing it, seeing that you are not of God. And that is pretty succinct.
That's those are powerful words, so the conversation, I definitely want to have the conversation about this on another show. We'll dedicate another show to it.
Sure.
Absolutely. And I'm going to table this just a bit until then, so we can continue to do an intro show. And
absolutely.
let me run over some of your points you made. So you mentioned Paul Washer, who is a minister who you are promoting as a truthful minister, and he's passed away now?
No, he should still be around. And I will admit that that was early on. I haven't listened to any of Paul Washer's stuff in probably a decade, but it was just something that sparked my conviction, getting me to Christ. For all I know, he could love Israel. I wouldn't promote the guy like that. Guys you do want to listen to would be like James P. Wickstrom. He's dead.
Oh yeah.
You could listen to who's around still today. They have his acolyte who's still around. You can listen to, why am I drawing a blank here?
Stephen Anderson?
Yeah, he's all right. I don't agree with everything he says even, but he's all right.
I agree.
Yeah, there are people. And Bertrand Comparet, he's dead, of course. There's William Potter Gale. He's dead, of course. Those are, like I said, lots of the guys who I truly, truly look up to and learn a lot from are dead, But there are still some great people around today. And, you just got to read the Bible for yourself. It's not right. About man. It's about God today.
Right. I can tell you that an amazing thing, took place after I read the Gospels on my own. I decided to read the Gospels. I internalized what happened with Jesus Christ, and I was in a place where I won't say where it is, but I got moved away from there and into a better place in the country where right before COVID. And if I would have been in that place during COVID, there would have been a lot of conflict. There would have been a real problems. I think I was moved by the hands of God, and it was just immediately after I had read the Gospels and I had started reading the rest of the New Testament as well, which is a much shorter book than the Old Testament. It's a lot easier to read. There's a lot in Acts and Romans and other parts of the Bible that really convict the Jews for being the parasitic force that they really are. It makes no sense at all. You have these Christian Zionists that are, drinking, they're drinking the poison that they're being fed. They're not reading the Bible for themselves. Reading the Bible. So when Puppy says, "Oh, I go to church all the time," and if you go on some of these dating websites like Christian Mingle or something, it's important how often you go to church. Well, try explaining that to somebody who goes to church. That's not what's important. What's important is how you read the Bible and internalize it. And I've been a little bit slacked off since I did that, except for that I'm following Lorraine Day's Bible studies on Monday nights, every Monday night. So,
good.
And there's, I know Jeremy doesn't agree with Lorraine Day on a lot of things. These are conversations that are very interesting, just about what's a mistranslation from the original. You mentioned the original Greek and Hebrew text, so I may be able to reach you on this a little bit. But it was very interesting to listen to you and Jeremy's discussion, because there were things there that you disagree with Lorraine Day about, I would say. I don't know how much you paid attention to her, but she did do a fantastic interview with Murr last Sunday. That's Murr's last show.
Okay.
Yours truly, Murr, I think it's called. Her show is on Sundays at like 1 o'clock or something.
I'll have to check it out.
I sent you a link to it, I think. Give it a check it out, and next time when we reconvene, we can have this conversation, because it's very interesting. Things about hell, about what happens when you die. And if you listen to your show with Jeremy last Sunday, folks, you can hear where I called in, and we had this sort of debate. Oh, it wasn't really a debate. It was just a discussion. Mm-hmm. Jeremy mentioned the word cult, which I'm going to have to address and come back because I don't know if he was referring to me following Lorraine Day as like a cult. Definitely want to address that.
Okay.
But,
I'm not sure if he was either, but I know he was talking about like, you know, Mormonism being a cult, I think he said, and which I agreed with.
Yeah, I don't think he would directly want to say something like that. Probably doesn't think that about what I'm doing, but I don't know with following him right there. But I am listening to another person, and we're going over the Bible, going through the Bible, we're reading through the Bible. You know, and this helps keep me on track doing it this way. We've started at Genesis at the very beginning in August 2021, and now we are in Ecclesiastes, or actually we're in Isaiah at this point now.
Okay.
So it's taken this much time to get to Isaiah.
Yeah.
Closer and closer to starting the New Testament, but that's going to be really exciting when we do that because I've read most of that already.
Mm.
A lot of the Old Testament is kind of new to me. You know, there's the idea of free will, which she says we don't really have free will. God already knows what you're going to do from the beginning. I'm not going to say I have strong convictions on this, but I kind of see her point. About free will, that God already knows what we're going to do. So we think we have free will, but we don't really. What's that?
It's a little paradoxical, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Paradoxical, that's a perfect word for it. It's a hard thing to wrap your head around. But there's that thing about spiritual wisdom versus knowledge. Anyway, I didn't want to go too far down this. Let me cover your points that you made. You mentioned having a library of books. I've definitely collected a library of books of my own, and I've torn through a lot of those books, especially the first year or two in 2018, 2019. Read David Duke's books, read Michael King's books, read The Myth of German Villainy, read the Bible. Just a lot of things that helped fast track me to deprogramming myself. A lot of Holocaust truth forums on Facebook back then when you could still do that.
Yeah.
You mentioned the Constitution being a fraud. You know, Mike Gabby, he's on right after you.
Yeah, he's great.
So he's really pointing out all of the details and goes over that. So he's just worth jumping in and listen to at any time. His show on Saturdays as well. And you're right. Conserve what? As a conservative, conserve what? The Republican Party was started as a Marxist party.
Yep.
Ironically. By, you know, with Lincoln in the 1840s, 1850s, and around the Civil War time, was actually responsible for a lot of the Marxist policies. They have the neoconservatives. So people want to identify with a party. It's hard to that's another thing that's hard to do is to accept that there's no political solution because America is exactly what it was set up to be in the first place. You know, the Bill of Rights is more of like a smoke and mirrors, kind of a sham, something put up there to keep us appeased so that we'll think that, you know, we have freedom here, but not what it was actually set up for. I agree, you know, that's kind of where the conclusion I've come to. You know, it's taken me a long time to get to that spot, but where I'm at now, the idea of the Bill of Rights is definitely what we want, but unfortunately Constitution has loopholes in it, and what's written into it originally, you know, beyond the Articles of Confederation, are, you know, how those have been sort of subverted. And now originally, yeah, so really I think the whole thing just needs to be scrapped and rewritten. You mentioned the original text, the Greek and Hebrew, which is encouraging to me. I think we're going to have some interesting conversations about the Bible going forward.
Yep.
And now the Jews. Now, just sort of the Jews and karma. And one of the things that that I think Jews believes that they don't, that a karma doesn't apply to them. And I just wonder when it's all going to come home to roost for these, you know, these satanic people that call themselves Jews, these so-called Semites, or this movement called Semitism, which I refer to Semitism itself as being, you know, they like to use the term anti-Semitism, while I like to use the word Semitism to say that how can you possibly promote something like Semitism or even say that this is a good thing? Because Semitism promotes you cutting the genitals off your child. It promotes you having gay anal sex. It promotes you committing genocide against your own people. And fighting terrible war, terrorist wars, and committing acts of terror in the name of these satanic people that call themselves Jews. What else? I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, you name it, raping kids, raping children under the age of three, cutting off the circumcision, satanic genital mutilation ritual from the Jews that is completely unnecessary and against God thing to do. Why would God make us that way if we're supposed to cut that off? Another Jewish lie. So why would you people that go out there and call people anti-Semites, how stupid can you be? How stupid can you be? Wake up. Stop being so stupid. How can you promote Semitism? It's the dumbest thing you could ever possibly do. I get it that you're brainwashed and you haven't unbrainwashed yourself. Well, get busy.
That's right.
Let's leave it at that. Kick it back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole anti-Semitic thing is just, you know, it's cover. You know, they always run cover games and blame games and all this. It's just making up things to cover up their own atrocities. They're not even Semitic, you know, like, come on, it comes from Shem. So it's just incredibly frustrating. But, you know, once you actually get somebody to have an open mind and listen, and you can make the focal points and source it with facts, you know, you can get a hold of some people and wake them up. So it can be interesting.
I've had it happen quite a few times. You know, I've seen people come and then go back into the same, you know, mental mind-controlled mind state. I've seen them snap out of it and then go back into it. I've seen people wake up to it. I've had some pretty amazing success one-on-one with a lot of people. Hey, we got a call from Paul in California. Want to take a call from Paul in California? Have you talked to him before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Paul, welcome.
I got to say, so we're running out of time, so we can't really get deep into stuff, but that song, right? I mean, when I was listening to that, at first, I didn't know it was you. I figured you might have had maybe something to do with it, but I couldn't tell it was your voice until you got into the second part where you went, blah, 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 which you need to eliminate that. But other than that, I swear to God, I couldn't have been the only listener where I was like smiling and listening along and going, damn, that's a good song. I mean, seriously, that was a good effort. You know, I tease you about some of your, you know, your, shall we say, auditory efforts. But that was actually well put together, was well sung, with a catchy melody, totally enjoyable, totally enjoyable song.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah,
who knows how long this will be before I probably bumped up my Bolshevism knocking at my door date a couple of months with that one, but I'm sure it's worth it. Now it's out there. What are you going to do?
Chris Winter's seriously,
gonna make
though,
it
I mean,
into a video.
I thought the vocals were not bad, and I wouldn't have known it was you singing it until you went, excuse me, I was just chewing on some chips a little bit ago. I wouldn't know it was you singing it until you went to the blah, 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 blah. So other than that, I mean, I would just say this, okay? So, yeah, we know who and what they are. We know what the problem is. So, you know, how many Bible verses do we need? What should we do? I mean, here's the bottom line, right? I mean, we used to go on Indian reprisal raids when they came in whether they were on horseback or not, and they wiped out a settlement or wiped out a family or a ranch or a farm and stole everything they could carry, including taking away children. And we used to go out after them and kill everyone that we found. Okay, right or wrong, that's what we did. So obviously, I'm not advocating something like that, but at the same time, make the case why we shouldn't group up together as best we can, you know, as a country, as a nation, as whatever, a region, and find all the ones that are in power, the ones that are criminals, and, you know, give them immediate justice and then deport all the others to a penal colony, and we don't need to be kind about it. Right? Is that, does the Bible permit that? Does Christianity permit that? Then I'm all on board with Christianity.
Amen.
Okay. Well, that's it then. We're good. We're brothers. We may not be brothers in Christ, but we're brothers. Again, right. I was born and raised Catholic, so I'm open to it, and I have a lot of affection for the rituals, and I believe that Christianity and Catholicism inspired a lot of amazing architecture and gives a structure to families and society. And you know, I'm all good. I'm all good with that. It's pretty apparent. It's been a major part of the fabric of white culture for centuries. And I guess what has gotten us adrift is, let's face it, Jewish infiltration and subterfuge into the various churches, and especially the Catholic Church, which they have really wrecked, ruined.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, there's a lot of ways that we can fight back. I mean, one of them is the fact that we're not having kids now. So many of us are not having had any kids. I'd like to have some kids. You know, I had drank the Kool-Aid of don't have any kids, live the life, live for yourself, and don't get tied down. I looked at what the healthcare costs were, and that was kind of what determined whether I wanted to have a family or not.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah, this is a whole other show. I bumped into this kind of thing all my life with people, including women. And that's just a shame, William. I used to tell people, probably starting back in the 90s when these conversations come up, I say, look, these other ethnicities, that doesn't deter them. I mean, look at how poor most Hispanics are, but they, you know, a lot of them do embrace Catholicism, and they have plenty of children, and they don't worry about it. And, you know, apparently it's working out okay for them. You know, we could leave separate the discussion about government benefits. But, yeah, I've met white couples that either did or were intent on adopting a foreign baby to, quote, do the right thing, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. We don't really need to bring more children into this world, but we need to take care of the ones that are here. And it's like, this is a sickness that's affected us.
Right. We're at the end of the show already.
Too quick.
Hey, well, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Claude. Yep, appreciate your input. And, Chris, it's been great having you on. Don't forget to tune into Chris's show tomorrow. Freedom Ministry. Tomorrow afternoon, what time, Chris? At 1 Central?
1 Central to 3 Central, yes.
Awesome. Yeah, it's great having you on. And let's set up another time soon. Very soon. Yep. Sooner than later. And have a great weekend, everybody.
Yep. Thanks.
All right.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.